Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I'm back on the block and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip hop. Cause it's classic hip hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we come with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, soul out hip hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking chord. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Live.
Yo, yo, this is OMF. We back for a dope show. We got my boy, my special guest, Money Mike from Monroe, Louisiana in the house. What's up?
What it do? What it do?
Yo, yo, so give us a little background on who you are and everything and how you got into hip-hop and who's your influences in hip-hop.
Exactly, man. You know, first of all, you know what I'm saying? I like to thank God, you know what I'm saying, and thank OML for, you know, welcoming me to this, you know, podcast right now live, man. Well, y'all tuned in like a tune call with Money Mike, you know what I'm saying? He's an artist, you know what I'm saying? Been rapping since he was 6 years old, you know what I'm saying? And I remember my auntie asking, you feel me, coming up as a kid, she said, what you want to be when you grow up? So I told her, you know, I want to be a rapper. And so she thought I wanted to work for Santa Claus. And I told her, no, I want to be a famous rapper. So she told me, she said, well, young man, put God first, you know what I'm saying? And always chase your dream, you feel me, and hang around people that get money that you wouldn't get. So I started, you know, in 2004, I started doing songs, you know what I'm saying, with millionaires and whatnot. I just started putting myself around people that got things going on so I can react, you know what I'm saying, to life, you know what I'm saying. It's a reality check, you know what I'm saying. So I looked at life like, well, if I hang around people, you feel me, that got it going on, then eventually I have it going on. But my biggest influence, though, I'm going to be honest, my biggest influence, that was Lil Boosie, you know what I'm saying. I grew up listening to Master, you know what I'm saying. He was the one, you know, that inspired me as well. You know, he stole his CDs out the trunk, so I'm still selling CDs, you feel me, all over the world. I'm out the trunk. They say, Money Mike, people don't sell CDs no more. But I tell them, like you said, I say, man, people, you feel me, some of them, you feel me, they probably lost right now. They need some guidance. So all the rappers out there chasing their dream, man, you know what I'm saying, keep selling your CDs because, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going to get you heard and that's what's going to get you recognition, you know what I'm saying. So, and it's all about the BDS experience, man. So, you know, like I say, man, that's all I got to say right about now, man. But, like, my music category is, I started out, you know what I'm saying, to be honest, started making that gangster music, you feel me? But I looked at the crowd, I said, well, I need to step it up. I need to make me a single, you feel me? That's going to make the club dance. I need to come out with a dance song. So I did a dance song. I ain't going to lie, in the year 2020, it was for my birthday, April the 17th. I had got in contact with Big Head the Dawn Doctor, you know what I'm saying? And we did a song called Throw It, Baby, you know what I'm saying? So I see right now it's a hit. So tomorrow as we speak, man, Lord say the same, you feel me? I'll be doing a song with Big Head the Dawn Doctor, another song, you know what I'm saying? Going to get us another club banger, you know what I'm saying? And like I say, man, I remember walking around the city, you know what I'm saying, selling CDs. People laughed at me, talked about me, and told me that I would never make it, you know what I'm saying? So for those that say that I wouldn't make it, you know what I'm saying, shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the real DJs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the fake DJs, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the publishers, you know what I'm saying, the management. Shout out to the CEOs, you know what I'm saying, and et cetera.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You just educated all, you just educated the brothers and sisters out there to let them know ain't nothing is given to you. You have to work. You have to put in the grind. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you have to go and put in work to get what you want, right? Because if you let somebody give you something, they own you. So there you go. You done told the whole truth, man. You done educated. When you mess with people, if you want to make a million, you gotta go around people that make $1 million, like you said. You done told the truth. If you want to stay broke, you go mess with broke people. That's what time it is. And you done told the truth. You said you went and got together with millionaires, like you said. That's what you said. I think they missed that part. I think people would miss that part. I ain't missed that shit. I listened to every word you said.
Exactly.
That's what time it is. Educating young people. That's what time it is. It's not all Matthew said that. You said that. Money Mike said that. So tell me the influences that you had in hip hop. Who was your influences in hip hop?
I'm going to give you several, you know what I'm saying? Because like you say, it's like, you know, when I was first coming up, I ain't going to lie, the 90s, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, listening to Master P, No Limit, you feel me? They was the true fan, was a, you know, inspiration for me, you know what I'm saying? Then Cash Money came out. I once probably, you know what I'm saying, was like, I was liking Lil Wayne, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing to get some still, you know, he still do his thing, but I was listening to him, you know what I'm saying? BG, Juvenile, also T.I., you know what I'm saying? He was a big inspire, you know, inspiration of my life, too, though, you know what I'm saying? So, because I feel like, you know, everything that he was saying, it's like, as you listen to that song called Still Ain't Forgave Myself, I feel like he's talking directly to me. You know, I was hard-headed. You know, I can relate to that, you know what I'm saying? it's like, you know, he said on there, he got a car, and I think the motor blew out in 90 days. I went bought me a car, and my transmission went out in 90 days, for real. I had to spend like $18,95 on it, man. So, like, it was a lesson learned, man. It was like he was saying, is you gonna go out here and get this car refixed, or you going to buy another one, you know what I'm saying? So my mind told me since I cashed for it, I might as well put another transmission in it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be pretty mm-hmm. much the same as another car. Makes sense, right?
Yep. Yep. You know, one and one make two, right? Because, well, ABC 1, 2, 3 is not hard at all. You know what I'm saying? There you go. Yeah. So tell us about your music and what your message you have behind your music and what message you're trying to send behind your music.
Right. Well, you know, with my music, you know, my category, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I make music, you know, people can, you know, like they can, I make several music, you know, people can ride to. I make music, you feel me? That, you know what I'm saying? They can get up and jump, you know what I'm saying? They can dance with. And I don't think I put myself as the best rapper, but I know I do good at what I do, though, you know what I'm saying? So I believe in myself, you know what I'm saying? I feel like that my craft is, you know what I'm saying, perfected. And I look at myself as an eye for an eye, you know what I'm saying? When you're looking for to hear good music, you got to have that visualize as well. You got the vision, you feel me? And you got to put your ear to it, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes I be slow to, you know what I'm saying, speak. So I like to, you know what I'm saying, precise that, you know what I'm saying? And like, so I remember coming up, I used to listen to beats, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like on the radio station, they might have somebody coming on, 50 Cent, anybody. You know, at the end, they probably play the beat. So this is what I do. I catch the beat behind it, you know what I'm saying, to really, you know, perfect my craft and really jam, like, okay, see what I got, you know, like if I spit a verse and I fall off, I'll pick back up, you know what I'm saying, just hurry up, punch back in and make it better, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, like I say, with my music, like say tomorrow, as I probably told the fans again, if they heard it or not, you know what I'm saying, I will be doing another song with Big Head the Dome Doctor from Trill Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, yeah, the same guy that they heard. You know what I'm saying? Not to brag, but the same guy you heard with Lil Boosie. You know what I'm saying? It was him, Boosie, Webby Fox. You know, it was a big thrill, fam. So, really, to be honest, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie to the world. You know what I'm saying? It's like I used to always listen to Boosie. You feel me? So I'm not headed down the same path he headed on, but I do songs similar to guys that he do songs with. You know what I'm saying? As you can see, I got a song with Big Head. In 2009, I did a song with CeeLo from Baton Rouge. It's called "I Want Mine." And also in 2009, I did a song with Big Papa from Shreveport, you know what I'm saying? The Pill Man, or Mr. A, y'all might know him by, you know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, I can let them look me up, man. Y'all can check me out right now, man, you know what I'm saying? If y'all ain't tuned in to the, you know, podcast, welcome everybody to the show as well, man. How y'all doing? Because there might be a couple people checking us out. Appreciate everybody, you know what I'm saying, that's on here with me. G-Code, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. I know y'all are probably listening right now, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to J-Blood, Macadome, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Young Ro. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to OML. Matter of fact, shout out to the whole world, man. If I forgot, shout out to the world, because it ain't about me. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, so I came a long way with this journey, man. You know what I'm saying? I remember I ain't had nothing, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward, you know what I'm saying, for people to go tune in to United Masters and watch Money Mike the Takeover. Or go on to Facebook, it's a new look, Money Mike, what you like, all together in those spaces, and check out the performances I got. And, you know, watch my TV show, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just tune in, hit the like, send me some comments, man, you know what I'm saying? Because I always keep it positive. I ain't got time to talk about the negative. So if you're on that negative path, I already know you ain't going to support me, you know what I'm saying? But if you're on that positive line, you know what I'm saying? I know one thing, you're going to spend time and sit back and be like, well, let me listen to Money Mike, see what he got. I got a song called Block Hot as well. I think it's featuring Money Mike. You got Main Main featuring on the track. You got J Money featuring on that song, you know what I'm saying? So I eventually try to put it on the radio station and whatnot. Also, I'm still pushing that song, Toot It Baby Throw It. I mean, called Throw It Baby, featuring Big Head. I'm trying to put it on a radio station and whatnot. Another level, I don't know. We're going when I say another level, it's a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying, to this song. Y'all just got to hear it, man. I'm serious. And it jam, man. It's a whole nother. I mean, when I say another level, they're like, what is he talking about, Money Mike? You got to go hear my song to actually see what I'm talking about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, shout out to my fans. You did?
Yep. Matter of fact, you hit it right on the nose. I think you just brought us into the next segment because we're going ready to play your song another level, too. So, Ed, can we play his Money Mike song another level?
Yeah, shut up. A woman has been holding cash. They ask for pressure money.
They ain't fucking with that. They ain't fucking with that. Leave that.
No, I serve you pressure money.
One way, you know that's the dumb way. Last free music to somebody flew in a whole bunch of foolish. Gotta get it how you live.
Run the mic, they ain't ready for this shit. Shit.
Call it flexing out your bottom on my body shit. Pop one, pop two, sipping jigger juice. If it's up, I say it's up, I get rid of you. Living like a star, shooting stars, we the Benny dude. High step, too official. Ever see the beat? Better know I got the heater. Ducking like some turtles, nigga, fuck you and your people. Make a with no Timmy Turner, read a realest ether on your body, gotta see. I'm jigger dumb, mess the fuck like what you want. Me and Money Mike got the money, what you want. This shit so certified, bound to rock a nigga, don't fight good, shoot good, yeah, leave caller on. Check for a check, break it down, break your back, bitch. Center of attention, yeah, you heard I got them wreck, bitch. I'm sick of all of this pussy shit. Niggas faking ain't legit. Born a gorilla, can't let go of this shit. Bite down the bitch, get loose in the bitch. And you know, yeah, we the fucking truth in this bitch. Better pray, home, catch your ass slipping the shit. Yeah, you know what it do, we the really we hit. All that flexing out your bottom on my body shit. Pop one, pop two, sipping jigger juice. If it's up, I say it's up, I get rid of you. Living like a star, shooting stars, we the Benny dude. High self, too official. Ever see the beat? Better know I got the heater. Ducking like some turtles, nigga, fuck you and your people. Make a with no Timmy Turner, read a realest.
Like I'm about to froze. I feel like, man, somebody gotta get it. And I'm thugging in my city. Come here and fuck with me. I'm from Louisiana where we pop straight up. And if a nigga disrespect, then we box him up. We got him out of here, dog. Out the dome. When I stepped in, nigga, everybody in the club play my song. They popping, digging, rolling, fighting, shooting in the club like, yeah, this shit is exciting. I ain't even tripped cause I got it on my hip. That's that 40 or that 9, nigga. Yeah, I'm in here.
All this flexing out your bottom on my body shit. Pop one, pop two, sipping jigger juice. If it's up, I say it's up, I get rid of you. Living like a star, shooting stars, we the Benny dude. High step, too official. Ever see the beat? Better know I got the heater. Ducking like some turtles, nigga, fuck you and your people. Make a with no Timmy Turner, read a realest ether on your body, gotta see.
Yo, yo, we back with Money Mike from Monroe, Louisiana. Just about to go another level in the house. Yeah, that was a dope song, man. I love it, man. You there?
Oh, yeah. I'm still there. First of all, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I shout out to God, man. I want to shout, mother, you know, the woman that's been behind the scenes working for me, man. For, you know, quite a while, man. I want to shout out my woman, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Lynn, man.
You know, that's what's up. Let's take a few callers. Let's take the first caller.
DNA 402. DNA 402, you live.
Oh, what is that?
What's up? Who's that?
Man, this Jella, man, out of Shreveport, Louisiana, man, checking in.
Yo, what's up? You got my boy Money Mike on the line.
Money, man, love it, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, got number support up here from Ratchet City, baby boy. Love it, man.
Money Mike, you there?
Oh, okay. What's happening? I appreciate that, Yella.
All day, man. I hear you on one of the hottest radio stations right now around, going live. I hear you, baby. Keep it going.
I salute you, man, for real, for really holding that phone, you feel me, and strategizing with me, because it's a strategizing thing, you know what I'm saying, to stimulate my brain for that. But they told me, they say, Money Mike, you should be on a podcast show, man. That's what they told me. They say, man, you talk good, you should be on the show. So here I am. Can y'all welcome me in?
And that like swimwear, ain't that what they say?
That's what they say, man. They say you in there like swimwear. I might be in there like booty hair.
Well, hey, man, I had to give a shout out, man. And, man, appreciate you for having me on the podcast, my boy.
Almost there, yo, man. Make sure before you go, make sure you shoot out that URL where they can check you out, pimp.
Oh, man.
Any
day, man. Yeah, y'all. What's up, Big J? Man, y'all check me out at YouTube, man, at Yella, YellaPWC, man. Hey, you got to see Money Mike coming soon with Big Head. It's going in.
You know what time it is? That's what I'm talking about. So tell us what you're doing with your music, man. Give us a little background or something. Just give us a little shout-out, man.
Oh, man, if y'all didn't know, man, this is that boy Yella from Ratchet City, man. I do a lot of traveling, do a lot of shows. I'll be coming to a city near you, Bastrop, Louisiana, Alexandria, Mississippi. Man, we'll be down in New Orleans real soon, man. You'll catch us on the road. Me, Money Mike, that boy Roe. And, hey, wildlife, man. It's going in, man. Hey, I'll be in Atlanta real soon, too. Just came back from Vegas, man. I don't do no but travel, shows, and stay featuring.
Want
to get a feature?
Holler at
that boy Money Mike.
You know what time it is, man. Thanks for calling, man. Yo, man, send your music to my Gmail at redheadryan48@gmail.com, man. Let me play your music on this on my show, man. And hit me
man,
up on Facebook.
Awesome.
Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And Instagram, find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Omer Posse.
Definitely will, man. Hey, man, appreciate everything and all the love, everybody, man. Hey, we steady going to support Money Mike. Let's keep it rolling, man.
You know, that's the time it is, man. Thanks for supporting the show, man. That's the time it is. Wildlife in the house. Shout out to Jay Blood and the whole Wildlife family, man. Well, too, and the whole family, too, down there. Just keeping it real, man. That's what tough for supporting the show and sending these four parts of our show. So we get to shine, man. That's what top it is. Yeah, can you take another call?
850-518. What's going on, fam?
What's up? Who's this? Where you calling from?
Tony Ruston, man. I'm calling. Actually, I'm in Alabama, but, you know, I'm from Tallahassee, Florida.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up? You got Money Mike from Monroe,
yeah,
Louisiana.
Man. I heard him, man. He dropped some jewels on me, man. Yeah, man, he dropped some jewels on me, bro, because I'm one of the ones out there, you know, I be selling my CD around, too, every day, man, and I witnessed laughter, you know, I witnessed gun being pulled out on me and everything, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it took me two times, and I could, you know, people told me, man, well, you know, my mama, she told me, she was like, well, you might not want to do that, and, you know, they pulling guns out on you. And that's part of it, you know. I ain't gonna leave until it's, you know, until it's my time to transition. So I'm just going hard. And as far as like when you say, you know, you got the team and whatnot, you know, you're from Louisiana, you know, I'm gonna shout you out, man. And anybody that's from there, man, I love that hot seafood, bro. You know, I'm from Florida, man. We like that spicy stuff, man. But musically though, man, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I can ride to that, you know, that'll keep my head up. You remind me of Lil Boosie, man. Yeah, man. And right now, I'm dropping a project right now. I've been working with Mr. Swag 360. He the one put me on with this radio station right here. And, you know, OML, Poppy, man, all y'all, man, just blessing love. And I'm just, you know, it's my, like, pretty much my first I'm actually being on the radio, and I'm just excited, man.
That's right. Everybody wants to be out there, but nobody wants to get on the radio station and promote their music. And they don't want to know why they don't go nowhere. You got to promote your music. You got that's another part of networking. You know, strength performing is another part of networking. You know what I'm saying? But networking on your phone and radio and getting your songs on the radio is most important, too. And getting people on here, that's where I give people a chance to get on here and co-host an interview. Because when you shine, we all shine. That's what we're doing. We're trying to promote hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? That's the time it is, because nobody's promoting you. So we have all these underground artists out there that wants to come on our show. Just hit us up and come on Blackout Radio. And we have like four or five different hosts every week. That's my time. So we get on here and we do our thing. We promote hip hop. That's what time it is.
Big ups, man. I mean, because you know, a lot of us right now, man, we young, and you know, and they don't really too much understand the footwork it takes to really be successful. You know, everybody want to go into the studio, drop a song, and hope everybody like it or whatnot, and they just sit at home and thinking that, okay, you know, this is what it's all about. But it's about, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. It's about blood, sweat, and tears, man. You know, I mean, I enjoy watching the game. I've been watching the game all my life, so I kind of enjoy it. Because the more I watch, the more I learn, you know. And I'm all about learning, and it's just amazing just to have this platform for real. And I don't take it lightly, you know. I don't take it for granted. You know, I don't say, oh, this is just a little radio call, you know, because you never know who's listening. And then somebody giving you an opportunity to be a part of their platform, be a part of a blessing, basically, that they didn't even have to acknowledge you at all. You know, you could have just found your own little way. But at the end of the day, you know, I want to thank you, man, because y'all are part of a prayer. You know what I'm saying? Every step I take is a new open door.
But you out there with the people. You understand me? You got the best. You got the best viewpoint. The best. You got the best seat in the house. You understand me? Because now you never know who you meet, right? You selling CDs. You never know who you can meet. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nothing's given to you. So anybody that's hating, man, that's how people are being. That's how people was founded. Though a whole lot of people came up doing things that nobody else was doing. Okay, that's what they say. Do what others fail to do. You understand me? And the grind will never change. You understand me? Hip hop will never change. The rules of hip hop will never change. You have to have. Nothing was given to us. We came up with this. So shit hasn't changed. And we're going to play a spell on Hell of a Night, too, after you get off.
I want to shout you out again, man. It's in my soul and my spirit to say this. It's in my soul and my spirit to say this, man. Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? I want to thank the whole New York and the whole Brooklyn just for giving everybody an opportunity to explore their gifts, even on the street corners, way back in the day. I just want to thank y'all because without y'all, you know, nobody would have really recognized what music was about. Nowadays, we're killing each other left and right. We know that. We've been doing that. But as long as we can go back to the beginning, to the basics, to the foundation of what we really started and what it really is about, you know, as the culture goes, you know what I'm saying? We can always get back. So I thank God that y'all started it. Y'all opened the door, you know what I'm saying, to put in our gifts. Now we just got to teach them youngins coming up, yo, let's go back. What was going on and what made everybody successful. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that was my whole show. That was my whole movement. I was the only one
that spoke up. I'm from Brooklyn. Thanks for saying that. Thanks for shouting out from Brooklyn, because as you know, I come from Brooklyn, New York. I come from the Mecca hip hop. I grew up there. I watched it evolve from the house to the park. You understand me? To the clubs, to $1 million business, and see how it ruined hip hop. And just like you said, I'm the one that's out here giving you the history and the truth about hip hop, because hip hop is, because what's being told is a bunch of bullshit. You understand me? Bunch of bullshit. And the people that know hip hop is not telling the truth. And I'm very upset. You understand me? Because the OGs too ain't doing what they're supposed to be doing. They ain't schooling these brothers. Ain't coming in there telling this hip hop junk that's running around here. It's a bunch of not. You just told it. We the Mecca hip hop. We know what hip-hop is supposed to sound like, just like you said, and I'm the only one that's speaking up. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm from Florida, and I can still say it, man. Like, I mean, you know, I come up on the Trick Daddy and all of them, but I know where it started from.
You know what I'm saying? Trick Daddy, all of them, they were Mecca hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? All of them, they came under the umbrella of hip-hop. You understand me? All of them came with money, all of them.
That is the Trick Daddy. I love that cat.
You know what I'm saying? All of Mecca hip hop. You know what I'm saying? No Limit, all of them. If it wasn't like said, if it wasn't for Brooklyn, there wouldn't have been no hip hop. If it wasn't for the Bronx, there wouldn't have been no hip hop, like you said.
It's almost like a flower. You know, it was the seed, and then the flower come up, and then when it flourished out, all of the leaves, every other city around and everybody else is basically, you know what I'm saying, the leaves on the flower. And then it becomes the tree. It's the leaves. So now, when the tree's dying, everybody's forgetting to water it. Everybody's forgetting to water it. They think it's because it's going to trees, it's going to stay there forever. But it can go there. It can still grow.
But they don't understand about hip-hop. Hip-hop was about some words. It's about you better than me, I'm better than you. Where did this killing come from, like you said? You messed up hip-hop again, if you know about hip-hop. Hip-hop was about some words. Kumo B said Busy B, he was whack. That's what he said. He didn't say about killing nobody. He didn't say that. You changed hip-hop. You ruined hip-hop. You understand me? Understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Understand the game. The game was about some words. It wasn't about no guns in it. It wasn't about no drive-bys. About wearing some colors. Dying over a neighborhood.
Right.
Okay, so understand what hip-hop is before you open up your mouth and call yourself a rap artist and a hip-hop artist. Know what hip-hop is before you open your mouth.
Right. I think what it is, though, for real, it's the glamour. It's the glamour, man. Everybody want to have chains on.
You're sold out for the ass and the jewels. You're like just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what hip hop is before you call yourself a hip hop artist. And know what hip hop is.
Yeah.
Speak to the real MCs and the real rappers before you talk about you a hip hop artist. Understand the game first. But anyway, we're gonna move on. Well, let us know where we can find you before we go. And like I said, we're going to play a song, Hell of a Night, after we get for you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You can find the song on SoundCloud. It's going to be capital T dash capital L, lowercase u, V-A, that's T Lover on SoundCloud, where you can find everything. And my Instagram is Tony_Rasta_. That's where you can check me out. And Facebook, Tony Rasta.
All right, my brother. Thanks for calling. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, man. Much love.
Take another call.
Yeah. Who did? 870-826. The email.
Yo, what's happening? What's happening, man? It's your brother, Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Hustlers Never Sleep, man. Buddha High Promotion, man. just calling in on the what? Show, listening in.
What's up,
you got Money Michael on the line. What's up, man?
What's happening? What's happening?
What's happening, Money Mike? Yeah, I just tuned in. I was just peeping the knowledge y'all giving, man. Shouts out to Red City Shreveport, man. You know, I'm up here in Watermelon City. If you don't know where that is, that's Hope, Arkansas, man, right here in the middle passage of Texarkana. You know what I'm saying? They call it Oklahoma, Texas. That's Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, man. I'm right here in the middle of the middle passage of the Mason-Dixon line, man. You got to go through and get the members. You got to see us coming through Shreveport. And all that, man. You know what I'm saying? The list goes on all down in the South. But I like you kicking that knowledge, man. And the CD game, I just want to say something about the CD game. You know, Hustlers Never Sleep. You know what I'm saying? If you go on Facebook, Hustlers Never Sleep. Okay, that's DJ Greg Nasty. All his CDs, I've been pushing them right here below street level. So I'm with y'all working these CDs and DVDs. Below street level. That's what I call below street level. Underground. You know what I'm saying? And we push them out there and put them on people. Like I said, some people still running them joints. Some of them ain't. But it's just like you said. It's like a flyer. It's like a package. It's the full. It's the blueprint of the hip-hop to the rap, to the game, to the trap. You know what I'm saying? So that's definitely, it's definitely got to keep going on. You know what I'm saying? Without it, we'll be going wrong, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely on that move. Check out that DJ Greg Nasty. He's from North Carolina, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that boy, my boy K-Rock. Now, he's from New York. That's who put me on, you know what I'm saying? That's where the Hustlers Never Sleep started, down there in New York. You know what I'm saying? And Tyler, Texas, too. I'm going to throw that in there. They were all collaborating, you know what I'm saying? Bringing it to the South, them CDs, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to y'all, man. And I know back in the day, while we're speaking on Louisiana, you got to remember before the flash drive and all that came in, it was Trill Entertainment pushing the CDs all through the South and blew boosting them boys up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Hey, Bay Bay had the mixtapes out. You know what I'm saying? All that. You know what I'm saying? Then you had Michael Watt. Then don't forget DJ Screw. You know what I'm saying? All them in there doing their thing.
Yep. Educate him, my brother. Educate him, because there's a whole lot of evolutionary hip-hop that people don't even know about. You just educate us on the dirty South one up down here. You know what I'm saying? For people in New York, they don't know nothing about the dirty South. Just
right, right. The mixtape going on, my G.
You know, that's what I'm talking about, educating each other, because we all play the part in the evolution of hip-hop, so educate us, my brother.
Right. Okay, you know, the mixtape, SUC, Screwed Up Click, United Soldiers for Cash, we were on the great tapes and the CDs, you know what I'm saying? We had that going. I remember back in the day when I first started promoting, it was a guy that had... He would pick us up in a van. That's how we hustled. We had the crates with the bootleg tapes. I'm going to go on and tell you. We had the bootleg tapes in milk crates. And we ride from city to city, town to town within our range. And we'll sell the tape $5. We had Bobby Blue Bland. We had the Clark sister. You know what I'm saying? And people be waiting on us to pull up in that van to get them copies of that leg. You know what I'm saying? But that was the part of the game. That was the part of the game. That was the part of the game of the thing going on back then. You know what I'm saying? Putting it down in there, getting into the community, and getting out there. You know what I'm saying? So it traveled like that through the hand-to-hand combat of putting out CDs, flyers, tapes, even vinyl. I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to let y'all go. Y'all check out Scotty D. How the West was won. He's going to talk about everything. My man was talking about how hip-hop started from New York to L.A. when Ice-T and all them African battle were going to L.A. when they were doing the breakdance thing. How the West was won, it'll continue on with everything y'all talking about today and where we at right now all the way to this podcast. I salute y'all. This is Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV. I'm down with Hustlers Never Sleep, Blue Eye Promotions, representing Oklahoma, Texas, man. And I love y'all, Blackout Radio, everybody on this podcast, Money Mike, Yellow, you know what I'm saying? San Francisco, Fleetwood, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Young, with my boy, Young Z, yeah, LBC, Long Beach, California, all that, man. We all link together, man. Let's keep it going, man, and do the right thing.
All right, my brother. Thank you for calling and supporting the show. Another evolution of hip hop in the house. Yeah, can we play Tony Rasta's song "Hell of a Night"?
What you like, damn, what a hell of a night, come on, come on,
come on.
Been waiting on this kind of sight, baby, see you looking right, ride with your boy tonight,
Yeah.
Yo, this is what you like, damn, what a hell of a night, come on, come on,
come on.
Been waiting on this kind of sight. Baby, see you looking right. Ride with your boy tonight. Tell me what you like, girl. Show me what you need. Tell me how you feeling, baby. Is it good indeed? This a hell of a night. You a hell of a sight. You get me right. Yeah, don't be scared. This is your time to shine.
This is your time.
Yeah, this is your time to show me the way that you can do what you say you can, girl. Shout it, it's what you like. Damn, what a hell of a night. Come on, come on.
Come on.
Been waiting on this kind of
sight.
Baby, see you looking right. With your boy tonight, Shout it, it's what you like, Damn, what a hell of a night, come on, come on,
come on.
Been waiting on this kind of sight. Baby, see you looking right. Ride with your boy tonight, Don't tell your friends it's gonna be a long one. You already on one. I put you on point. This what you gon' want, make that noise, yeah. That's what I wanna hear. That's what we doing here. This how I'm moving here. Shout it, it's what you like, Damn, what a hell of a night. Come on, come on. Been waiting on this kind of sight. Baby, see you looking right. Ride with your boy tonight,
Rasta. That was my boy Tony Rasta, hell of a night in the house. Yeah, can we take the next caller?
What's up? Oh, Mel Posse, this is Tupac Tina. How you doing?
What's up, Tupac Tina? You got Money Mike in the house from Monroe, Louisiana.
What's
in the up, house.
Money Mac?
Money Mike. Money Mike.
Money Mike, what's up? My bad, Money Mike, what's up, my brother?
What's happening? You already know, taking the calls, you know what I'm saying? Just tuned in right now, like you say. I'm just right here, you see me, thinking of a master plan, and also, you know, listening to the radio show, you know, shout out to the podcast, you know what I'm saying? They really welcomed me to the show. I should get a round of applause for me being right here, though, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, one of these days I have my own podcast. You dig?
Okay, okay. All applause to you, brother.
So what's up, Tupac?
You can... Nothing y'all can find me yet. Nothing, working on a few songs I've been writing lately. Y'all can find me at Tupac Tina Jackson on Spotify, Tupac Tina to you on SoundCloud, It's TUPASTINA, the number 2 letter U on SoundCloud. Tupac Tina Jackson on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that you on a mixtape. Don't eat you on a mixtape? I heard your song's on a mixtape.
Yeah, it's on the mixtape, Family First mixtape.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So what's going on with you down the line?
Nothing. Just maintaining, trying to stay out of the way, work on my music a little more. Just keep going. I should be back on the radio the beginning of next month, first Monday of next month on the podcast. So I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, we got another person on the Blackout family. That's part of the Blackout family. She's going to be doing her. She has her own podcast that comes on. So we're doing our things down here, Blackout Radio. Still doing our thing, keeping the music alive. That's what's up. Yeah. So tell us where you can find me before you go.
You said what?
Tell us where we can find you before you go.
TUPASTINA Jackson on Spotify. TUPAS Jackson. TUPASTINA Jackson on YouTube, TUPASTINA Jackson on Apple Music, and TUPASTINA the number 2 letter U on SoundCloud.
Yep, that's what time it is.
And if anybody want to send any music in for my podcast show with Blackout Radio next month, you can email me at TUPASBAD5609@gmail.com.
Yep. That's what time it is.
And I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all calling. Let me call in. Shout out to everybody at Blackout Radio.
You know what time it is. Thank you for calling. We're going to hit you up.
All right.
Hey. Take another caller.
Yeah, 214-429.
Yes, hello. My name is Sandra. I also go by First Class Promo, Sandra D. I'm out in Dallas, Texas. I'm a street promoter / poet, I guess I would get to the people. That's what I call myself. So Sandra D, First Life Promos is what you could call me. And you can find me at Sandra Humphrey at Facebook.com, or you could go to, if you want to, email me at mrscurly.39@gmail.com, or you go to my Instagram at First Class Promos. But I am a street promoter out here in Dallas. I do a lot of events for different people. I actually have an event coming soon with King of the Slap. I've been working with them for, I say, 5+ years. We do like car show events and have artists come and network, and people that have merchandise or clothes to network with each other and sell their stuff or their merchandise while we're doing the car show. It's something that my friend came up with. People work real, real hard on their cars, and like the Dove Car Show is like really big, but King of the Slab is something that's getting very exclusive. And I've been working with the team for 5+ years, and we bring a lot of networking out as far as, I guess you would say, vendors, people that sell food, car trucks, and clothing lines or candles, or we have different Afrocentric people as well to come out to support the car show. People work on cars a lot, and he gives awards for, I guess, best Euro, best body, best inside, outside, paint job. So that's something that he came up with, and it's actually getting clout behind it because we are making a movement behind it with LED lights and car parts and stuff like that. And but I am one of the street promoters that promotes the events, but I also worked a couple of other events like the 420 event and Texas Mike Fest with George Lopez. So I'm kind of a girl that got the gift of the gab. So if you're in my city, I kind of know what's going on in the city of Dallas as far as poetry and Mike Fest and dealings of bars and things like that.
No, that's great. That's great.
But I actually started my own little situation last year. I did my first event. It was called No More Excuses, All About Solution. It was kind of you kick back for teens to see that it is more out here in life to do than besides trapping and selling drugs, that we have Black entrepreneurs and business owners that does things. They get people out here to get clothing lines and shoes and all that, et cetera, et cetera. So if you got a business going or taxes, I don't care what it is that you do, I put it on my page and I post it and I share it to people to get and gain network for it. And that's kind of what I do.
I want you to say those two words you said again. For everybody to understand, you know, you got that from the people that I grew up with and the generation I grew up with. You said no excuses. What was the words you said?
No more excuses, all about solutions. Yeah. People always make excuses to do things, and instead of making excuses, make solutions about what you can do about it. And that's, I think it's a positive light for us as a people.
That's the generation I grew up in. No excuses.
Yeah.
When they said, y'all, I told you, you ain't been through shit. Because I know I grew up in the civil rights movement. Martin was having his dream.
Mm-hmm.
None of the people I knew my grandmother and their grandmother.
Yeah,
they went through weird shit, and y'all went through. Y'all ain't been through shit. No excuses, like you said, because they didn't have none. They ran for the plan. They didn't have. They didn't. Wasn't even go to the same school. Wasn't close to live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
They didn't eat the same kind of food you're eating now. They don't eat steak. They wasn't eating steak. They wasn't eating lobster.
Eat the slop.
Okay. You understand me? That's what they call soul food. You understand me?
Yeah, the real soul food.
That's what I'm saying. People's ungrateful. They don't understand.
Yeah.
Very ungrateful.
I told you.
Very ungrateful. No excuses, like you said. They didn't have AFDC. They didn't say they couldn't feed their kids. I ain't never heard my grandmother say that.
Yeah.
My mother got up in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, made sure we ate breakfast and made sure we went off to school, ate good. But when you're talking about school and feed me, when I was growing up, my mother fed me. My mother made room for me before we went to school. She worked 8 hours a day. I want to hear that about excuses that you work 8 hours and you can't get up and feed your kids before they go to school. My mother got up and she worked 8 hours a day. No excuses, like you said. We ate before we went to school every morning.
Yeah.
We had brass lunches before we went to school. School
yep.
didn't feed us.
School didn't feed
My
us.
Mama
no.
fed us.
The mama fed us.
My
yeah.
Fed
we
us.
Had sack lunches. Yeah, we had. We had
thank you.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Yes. We had the sack lunches and the sandwiches and the peanut butter and yeah, we broke down bread for real. Yeah. That's the thing I came up with.
You need to get off the bed with your man and get your lazy ass man and you get out your lazy ass bed and feed your damn kid. That's what time it is. The school ain't
yes,
supposed
mama,
to feed the damn kid.
My mama got up and went to work at 4:30 in the morning. So she was gone, and I had to get myself up and go to school on my own. I walked to school as a kid.
My mom was gone to work at
4:30 in the morning. It was dark outside. She was already gone. I was the alarm clock for myself. I got up, and I got myself dressed, and I walked to school every morning. And I was at school at 7 o'clock every day. And I had breakfast before I left home.
Thank you. Well, we ate. We ate oatmeal. We ate cream of wheat. Yeah,
cream of wheat. Malted meal.
So good.
Sometimes
they
didn't have
that
with the surf sandwiches. Yeah.
They eat waffles now.
We had toasted bread in the oven and put some butter on it, and that was your meal.
Anyway, we got to go. You have this conversation. Thank you for calling. You got to call my show and promote your stuff, though. You hit me up on All That Posse on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Hit me up and friend me on Facebook. You got to come on your show and promote your stuff. You hit me up. You get a chance to come on the show. And I sure will.
Buddha just gave me the number a couple of weeks ago, and so now I can come. But my time frame is different, so I got to call, like, early on because y'all are Eastern time. I'm on Central time, so I got to call, like, an hour before.
Yeah. I'm on West Coast time. Yeah, but the show, you're right. We on East Coast. Yeah, on the show, it's East Coast. Yeah, right. But anyway, but thank you for calling. But hit
I appreciate
me
you
Facebook.
For having me on. What's your name on Facebook? The Blackout?
OMF Posse. OMF Posse.
It's called what?
O as in October, M as in Mike, F as in Frank, Posse.
OMS Posse?
Yeah, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Okay. Let me write this down. Okay. Getting the writing on. So you say O-M?
F.
O-M-S?
Yeah, Posse.
Offie or coffee?
Posse. P-O-S-S-E.
Oh, Posse.
Yeah.
Okay. OMS Posse.
Yeah.
On Facebook?
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram.
Okay. I'll be looking for you, and I send my stuff on your DM.
Okay.
So we can stay in contact with each other. I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Peace.
And y'all be safe out there, you know?
All right. You too.
Peace, Mr. Turner.
Hey, Money Mike. All right.
We're standing.
Right. Hey, Money Mike, I'd like to thank you for supporting the show and coming on the show.
Most there.
So
hey,
tell
look,
us
I want
to shout out to
people. Shout out to people. Right. You know, this is what I want to do with the podcast, you know what I'm saying, to wake them back up again, you know what I'm saying. I just want to tune in with them again, let them know they know who I am and that they can check me out. Number one, I go by Money Mike, you know what I'm saying, artist from Marlow, Louisiana. But you can go check me out, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube, You type in that little box, you put Money Mike what you like, all together, no spaces. The what is W-H-A-T and the U is Y-O-U. So it's spelled the way it sounds. Money Mike what you like, all together. You can go to Facebook and put the same exact thing in, Money Mike what you like, you know what I'm saying? And if they need a number to contact me about some shows, you know, or whatnot, y'all, but make sure they pay shows, hit me up, 318-803-2819. Again, it'll be 318-803-2819. And also for features, you know, I'm charging $300. I'm charging $300 for features. So you can email it to me at moneymikewyl88@gmail.com. Also, you feel me, if you want to cash out me, it's #$MoneyMike71292.
All right, my brother, thank you for calling. And I'll hit you up later on Facebook. And thank you for calling and supporting your show. Shout out to Wildlife Music and everything and the whole posse. And thank you for calling. And I'll talk to you soon.
Bet.
All right, peace, my brother. Thank you for calling, my brother.
Almost there.
All right, peace. All met from out. I'll talk to y'all next week. Next Wednesday, same time, same station. We out.